This is Morning Edition on IPR News Radio. Good morning, I'm David Castleman. The state of Michigan will sponsor a new study of the oil and gas pipeline under the Straits of Mackinac. The state canceled a previous risk analysis after it found a conflict of interest with the firm doing the work. Michigan's Pipeline Safety Board made that decision when it met earlier this week to talk about Enbridge's Line 5. It was the first meeting after news broke that a problem with Line 5's protective coating was worse than previously thought. Jennifer McKay is the policy director for Tip of the Mitt Watershed Council in Petoskey, and she's with us to talk this morning. Jennifer, thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
I want to talk about the study, but first let's talk about this protective coating issue. Line 5 is missing enamel coating in some areas. You were actually the one to make this public initially. And we found out earlier this month that the problem was worse than Enbridge had initially said. You were at this meeting on Monday. What did you learn about the coating?
Learned that it was much worse. So when I initially found it and inquired into the state and Enbridge, the initial commentary was that it was just the outer wrap. Outer fiberglass wrap that had come off. And since then, we have learned that there were actual coating gaps existing that extended to bare metal. But it was portrayed that it was Band-Aid size. And now we learned that it is not only more areas than initially expected, but it is not Band-Aid size, but actually dinner plate and beyond size. The largest is 1.7 foot squared.
In brief, what does this protective coating do and why is it important?
It's one of the two primary measures to prevent corrosion of a pipeline. And corrosion on a pipeline is one of the primary means that causes failures and ruptures and essentially oil leaks.
Is the board going to do anything about this missing coating? What exactly is going on with it?
Well, the board has no authority, but the state of Michigan has specifically requested actions of Enbridge, including an interim report on the status of where the coating gaps are and the extent of coating gaps. And then their plan to inspect each area, as well as a plan for repair. The gaps were also found under the Biota Investigation Work Plan, which is part of the consent decree under the EPA. So the EPA is also requiring the same sort of documentation. So the EPA and the state of Michigan have to approve the repair plan.
And I saw it reported that Enbridge plans to... They say they're going to fix it soon. Is that what you've heard?
That is their intention. But again, the repair plans have to be approved by both the state and federal government.
Okay. Let's talk about the risk analysis. Earlier this summer, the board received an analysis of alternatives to Line 5. And there was supposed to be a risk analysis to go along with that. But the state canceled it at the last minute because of a conflict of interest with the firm doing the study. Now the state is going to put together a panel of experts itself to finish the study, it sounds like. What do you think of the way the state is handling this?
It looks as though at least the board unanimously recommended that Guy Meadows put forth a panel of experts from the universities throughout Michigan. So all the various academia we have in Michigan to complete it. And at this point in time, it really is one of the best options we have because they can do it in a timely manner. They can do it within the budget that we currently have available. And it's using resources and experts that understand really the resources we have here. They understand freshwater ecosystems. They understand the flows of the Great Lakes, the unique systems of the Straits of Mackinac.
You mentioned Guy Meadows as being the guy to head up this panel. he's a Michigan Tech professor, but he also has done some work for Enbridge in the past. I'm wondering if you have an issue with that at all, especially knowing that the state canceled its contract with the previous firm because of a conflict of interest.
Well, the conflict of interest was because, you know, the individual had not disclosed that he was working for Enbridge at the same time he was working for State of Michigan. And it was for the exact same thing. Now, Guy has come forward very forthcoming and transparent, acknowledging that the four contracts that Michigan Tech has had from Enbridge, including environmental monitoring for the buoy they have in the Straits of Mackinac, which is the current contract they have. But that's certainly not what makes or breaks Michigan Tech's funding. They've had a significant funding and a lot of collaborative efforts with the state of Michigan as well. And then there's also, you know, with the team he's going to compile, they're going to also look for other conflicts of interest to make sure that the other researchers don't have funding from Enbridge, or if they do, is very much disclosed. I have the full faith in Guy Meadows that he can put forth an impartial risk analysis, even with the fact that he has these contracts in the past.
What kind of timeline are you hoping for the state to get this risk analysis done?
Dr. Meadows has indicated that once the contract is signed, he is hopeful that he can complete the analysis within 6 months, which is in a very aggressive timeline, which I can appreciate because we lost so much time after the state had to terminate the previous contract. And time is of the essence, and everyone has wanted these studies to be completed in the most timely manner to obviously move forward on a decision with respect to Line 5.
Jennifer McKay is the policy director for Tip of the Mitt Watershed Council in Petoskey. Jennifer, nice to have you on.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.